Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Constructing a Service, Part 1. The Elements of a Service. This post and the next six posts will be a series about constructing a service. I'll share how I structure a typical service and create the content for it. This post covers the elements of a service. The following posts will cover choosing hymns, songs, and waiata, finding or writing prayers and liturgy, writing your sermon, introducing the theme, story time, children's talk, designing, typesetting the order of service, and two sample services led by me. Introduction. Planning a church service can be a time-consuming and complex task, but having a clear structure makes the process smoother and more efficient. This blog post breaks down the essential elements of the services I lead and offers practical guidance on placement of hymns, prayers, liturgy, and the sermon. Whether you're an experienced minister or a lay worship leader looking for a structured approach, this post provides a thoughtful and adaptable framework to help you create meaningful, engaging worship experiences. Section headings. Here are the sections of services I lead. Welcome and introduction. Call to worship. Lighting the candle. Opening prayer. Opening hymn. Prayer of approach and words of assurance. Introducing the theme. Hymn, song, or waiata. Readings. Sermon. Hymn, song, or waiata. Community time. Sharing the peace, notices, sharing joys, things we're grateful for, sorrows and concerns, prayers of intercession, Lord's Prayer, offering and blessing of the offering, closing hymn, blessing, the grace. Brief description of the content of each section of the service. Welcome and introduction. Welcome people to the service. Those here in person and those viewing online if you are live streaming the service. Mention which Sunday of the church year this is, for example, Lent 3. Briefly mention the key Bible readings and the theme you'll be exploring in the service. Call to worship. A responsive prayer of 6 to 8 short stanzas. You can also use hymn words, a poem, or a paraphrase of the psalm for the day. Lighting the candle. A short litany said together by the congregation while or just after the candle is lit. Note that I don't extinguish the candle during the closing section of the service, as I don't like the image of snuffing a flame out. Opening prayer. A short prayer by the leader picking up on the themes of the service. Opening hymn. A well-known hymn of praise. Make sure the tune is singable. Prayer of approach and words of assurance. A responsive prayer of 6 to 8 stanzas which, for example, acknowledges things we should have done but didn't, and things we have done but shouldn't have, or says we are here in the presence of God, just as we are. The leader then offers a short paragraph of words assuring us of God's love. Introducing the theme. An activity for children and adults that explores the theme of the service. For instance, act out the Bible reading and talk briefly about it. Don't line up the children at the front and ask them questions. Hymn, song, or waiata. A chance to teach the congregation a new song. Make it broadly relevant to the theme of the service. Readings. Print the text of the Bible readings in full. Omit verse numbers. Break long passages into shorter paragraphs. Sermon. Deliver your sermon. Project images or play music where this is relevant. The sermon immediately follows the readings, so they're still fresh in the mind of the congregation. Hymn, song, or waiata. Ideally, make it relevant to the theme of the sermon. Can be a congregational hymn, or our singing group may perform an item. Community time. sharing the peace. Invite the congregation to stand and greet each other, saying something like, "God's peace be with you." This is a light-hearted activity. It can take a while to get the congregation back to their seats. All good. Notices. A congregation member stands and gives notices of meetings, events, and other things relevant to the congregation. I have the notices at this point in the service rather than at the start of the service so that people who arrive late get to hear them. Sharing joys, things we are grateful for, sorrows, and concerns. Ask people if they have things they want to celebrate or concerns to pray about. If so, work these into the intercessions that follow. If no one says anything, that's okay. Prayers of intercession. These are responsive prayers for ourselves and others beyond our congregation. I include this text, or equivalent, in the order of service document. To the bidding, loving God, in your mercy, would you please respond, hear our prayer. I then rehearse the congregation by saying, loving God, in your mercy, to which they respond, hear our prayer. You now have the people primed to fully engage with the prayer. I read the prayer from a book or my leader's version of the order of service. Lord's Prayer. Show the text in full. I generally now use the Lord's Prayer in Te Reo. To honour the text, speak this together at a pace everyone is comfortable with. This may be slower than fluent Te Reo speakers would prefer. Offering and blessing of the offering. I say, your free will offering will now be received. The offering is then collected and, along with a basket of food donations to the local food bank, is brought forward to the altar. We then stand and say together a short blessing of the offering, printed in the order of service that may pick up on the themes of the service. Closing hymn. A well-known hymn or song with a rousing tune. Ideally, the words will relate to the theme of the service. Don't introduce a new hymn or song at this point. Blessing. A short paragraph printed in the order of service that picks up on the themes of the service. Said by the leader, standing at the front with open arms. The grace. Show the text in full, said together. I also generally now use the Te Reo translation. Comments. Including a sermon of about 10 minutes, services with this content generally take 60 minutes, plus or minus 5 minutes. I'm not good at preaching or praying off the cuff or ad lib, so I write down everything I say in a service, including the sermon and liturgy in full. I create a shorter order of service for the congregation, which contains the hymns and liturgy, and a separate, longer leader's version, which I read from when leading the service. Services I lead have 4 distinct sections. Opening, welcome and introduction through to prayer approach and words of assurance. Exploring the theme. Introducing the theme through to the hymn or song or waiata after the sermon. Community time. Sharing the peace through to offering and blessing of the offering. Closing, closing hymn through to the grace. Questions. How do you typically structure your worship services? What challenges do you face when planning a service and how do you overcome them? If you could change one thing about how services are structured in your church, what would it be and why? Let me and other readers know in the comments section below. Nga mihi.